Salesforce DevOps testing is now generally available, and it's here to help teams move faster without sacrificing quality. Built to work seamlessly with DevOps Center, DevOps testing simplifies testing across your pipeline, ensuring that all changes made by your development teams meet your company's quality standards before they can be deployed to production. In this post, we'll introduce you to DevOps testing and show you an example of how DevOps testing can be used with a range of different testing tools to thoroughly test your solutions. What is Salesforce DevOps testing? Salesforce DevOps testing extends DevOps Center with a unified strategy for automated testing. It brings together Salesforce tools like Code Analyzer V5 and Scale Test, with support for Apex Unit Tests, Flow Tests, and Agentforce Testing Center coming soon, and partner tools from Excelk, Capado, Pania, Prevar, Quality Clouds, and Tricentis. You can run everything from static code analysis to full regression tests within a single workflow. DevOps testing is the single source of truth for test definitions and test results, where you can define your test strategy across multiple tools, run tests automatically, and enforce quality gates to keep only high-quality changes moving forward. This means that your teams are empowered to find issues earlier in their solutions and fix them well before any bugs make their way to production, where they are expensive to fix. Finally, DevOps testing is especially powerful when testing Agentforce before you deploy your agents. You'll be able to not only run Agentforce Testing Center unit tests, but also comprehensively test Apex and Flow actions thanks to Code Analyzer V5 and our integration with Apex unit tests and Flow tests. Our partner tools complement this even further with rigorous end-to-end testing. Setup DevOps testing. Let's run through an example of a DevOps testing setup. In this example, we're using DevOps Center with a pre-configured TDX25 project. This project has a pipeline with a number of development sandboxes, followed by integration, WAT, staging, and finally, our production environment. Our TDX25 project uses the Coral Cloud Resort sample app as a foundation. The sample app has been deployed in our development sandboxes and we're now making changes to it ahead of deploying to production. DevOps testing is available as a managed package on AppExchange. You should install it in the same org where DevOps Center resides. Once you've installed it, you just need to assign permission sets to the following users. Dev. Ops Testing Manager. For test managers who oversee the test strategy. DevOps testing user, for anyone running tests or reviewing results. Once permission sets are assigned, users will find the DevOps testing app in the app launcher. Screenshot of the DevOps testing app, with the test providers tab selected and showing a number of configured test providers. Now, your users can go to the test providers tab and click New. Once you select the TDX25 DevOps Center project, you have a list of test providers you can choose from. Screenshot of the test provider's selection screen, showing 7 test providers. You can see that we already added and configured a number of test providers, Agentforce Testing Center, Apex Unit Tests, Capado Robotic Testing, Code Analyzer V5, and finally, Scale Test. When you add a new test provider, DevOps testing automatically synchronizes the various tests and test suites, groups of tests, between the selected test provider and DevOps testing. You can track the sync process in the Test Provider Sync Histories tab. You can look at your Test Suites tab and see all the test suites that are available. Screenshot of the Test Suites tab, showing a comprehensive list of test suites aligned to different test providers and environments. Each test suite groups related tests. For example, you might have one for regression and staging and another for code quality checks and integration. Inside each suite, you'll find individual tests, each of which can be assigned a severity level and marked as essential if it must pass before proceeding. For instance, you can look at the code style test suite from Code Analyzer V5 and view its related list to find individual tests. Related list of tests, with different severity levels, associated with the code style test suite from Salesforce Code Analyzer V5. Tests from Code Analyzer V5 come with built-in severity levels. 1 is most critical, 5 is least, and DevOps testing uses those same levels. For test providers that don't include severity, DevOps testing assigns a default value, but you can always change it manually for any test. Once your test providers are set up, the next step is assigning test suites to run automatically at different pipeline stages. Let's look at an example of how we've done this in the stage assignment screen. Screenshot of the stage assignments tab, showing a row for each stage of the DevOps pipeline. Here, we added three test suites to our work item, review stage. This means that whenever a work item for this project enters the create review stage in DevOps Center, DevOps testing will automatically run these test suites. You can easily add more by clicking View and Assign Test Suites. Screenshot showing three test suites selected for this particular stage. We added three test suites, a regression suite from Capato Robotic Testing, a security suite from Code Analyzer V5, and tests from Agentforce Testing Center. Code Analyzer test suites are environment-specific, so this one uses settings from the next stage in the pipeline, our integration sandbox. For each suite, we applied the quality gate rule all tests must pass to ensure that only high-quality code moves forward. Screenshot showing the previous three test suites with the all tests must pass quality gate rule attached and enabled for each one of them. Quality gates let you define what good enough means. Want all tests to pass before code moves forward? Set that as a rule. You can mix and match based on severity, pass rate, or essential tests, customizing your definition of quality for each pipeline stage. That's your configuration done. DevOps testing is ready to automatically run tests and evaluate quality gate rules. Test DevOps Center work items. We're assuming that you're already quite familiar with DevOps Center. As your low-code and pro-code developers collaborate to implement a project, they'll create work items, allowing them to check in their changes to source control. Screenshots showing a list of work items, with various statuses and subjects, for the TDX25 project in DevOps Center. Let's imagine that, as part of the TDX25 project, your developers have been working on a weather service API integration that helps Agentforce get real-time weather information for the Coral Cloud Resort sample app. When you take a work item that has been committed and click Create Review, you'll get a new message that tests are still running or haven't passed. Screenshot showing a specific work item, with a warning at the top saying that tests are still running or haven't passed. That means that DevOps testing is hard at work. In the background, DevOps testing is now running the three test suites configured previously, so you can go back to the DevOps testing app and check their status in real time in the Test Suite Execution Groups tab. Screenshot showing a comprehensive list of historical test runs with various different statuses such as passed, failed, or error. Here you can see a history of previous test runs with different statuses. The last one is the one we care about, so let's find out more about it. If you click through to the related tab, you can see individual results for each test suite, the associated work item, and detailed information on quality gates that were evaluated. Screenshot showing the related list for a specific test suite execution group. Finally, you can go one level deeper and view details for each test suite. For instance, if we select the security test suite, we see the following. Screenshot showing a chart that summarizes test results across different severity levels as well as the full results tab with individual test statuses and their corresponding severity level. You can see a summary chart showing test statuses, split by severity level, as well as a number of tabs where you can see full results and additional details. If a Code Analyzer V5 test had failed, you'd know exactly where the issue is in the codebase, so your developer can fix it manually or use Code Analyzer's AI-powered quick fix. That's it. With DevOps testing and its range of testing tools, your team is empowered to deliver high-quality solutions seamlessly. Conclusion. DevOps testing is more than just a new product, it's a smarter way to build. Automate quality checks, reduce release risk, and free up your team to focus on what matters, delivering great experiences faster. Try it out and see how much smoother your DevOps flow can be. Ready to elevate your development process and achieve higher levels of quality? Check out our resources section below and get started with Salesforce DevOps testing. Resources. DevOps Center documentation. DevOps testing documentation. Code Analyzer V5 documentation. Salesforce Plus session on create faster and better code with AI tools. Salesforce Plus session on tools to build, test, and release Agentforce. About the author. John Bello is Director, Product Management for Developer Experience Products, leading the application lifecycle management product space within the team, including testing, observability, and DevOps. He oversees products such as Salesforce Code Analyzer V5, DevOps testing, and package migrations, helping ISV partners move from first-generation managed packaging to second-generation. He's been with Salesforce for 10 years and spent the majority of this time within the AppExchange team. He started by leading a team of ISV technical evangelists in EMEA, and is now part of the developer experience product management team, helping developers to deliver quality solutions faster than ever.